Good morning, everyone. This is Peter Granich on Monday, March 4th at 7 a.m. on the East Coast. As always, this is not to be considered investment advice. Always listen to a licensed financial advisor before making any investment decision and read my disclosures on my social media pages. At a time when America finds itself on the cusp of leaving its greatest era for investors and entering a period of such economic, social, and political upheaval, that the Great Depression will seem like a walk in the park compared to what many Americans will endure, it's fitting that the single greatest hyped investment product ever sold by mankind is seeing its finest hour. On Wall Street, there's only two types of advisors, those who say what they think or those who say what they think you want to hear, and it sells. I believe in my 40-year career clearly shows me I'm in the former, while many advisors today are in the latter. For those in the latter, an investment-like product has been created, fueled by 21st century snake oil salesmen, a cult-like audience, and a financial media blinded by this to the point of ignoring the most sacred and prudent investment rules for hundreds of years. Bitcoin, or as I have properly named it, BitCon, would make the authors of Tulip Bowl Mania and Bernie Madoff himself envious of what some of the biggest pompous hawkers in all of history have done with the aid of greedy Wall Street financiers and a financial media that should be ashamed of itself by neglecting some of the most basic investment principles. I'm not going to go into a long-winded argument on why I feel as I do, because for many, it would be meaningless, since they have drunken themselves on the Kool-Aid that BitCon is the cure for all of man's ills and death to anyone who doesn't think so. They were able to get to this stage thanks in part to their own greed, but also the neglect of many in the financial media, who ignored the most basic investment principles and allowed 21st century snake oil salesmen like Taylor and Kaiser, to name just a couple, unfettered commentaries like sell everything you own and borrow if you must and buy Bitcoin. Ignore the basic principle of never putting all of one's eggs in one basket is the absolute number one golden rule in financial planning, yet these hawkers have done just that with their zealous, over-the-top, can't-miss attitude that, quite frankly, was all I needed to run, not walk, from anything these types of peddling in the first place. It has always been a question of when, not if, these types lead to mass losses and cult-like suicide that sees many of the followers going down with the ship, an undeserving blind fate they place in questionable characters to begin with. What makes this stage unique of what is like little more than a very sophisticated and quite frankly well thought out 21st century Ponzi scheme was the missing ingredient to an even bigger and in the end most costly run to most, the arrival of one of the biggest fat cats in the world today and his change of heart towards Bitcoin. Remembering my childhood and being told never trust a Fink, the fact that Larry Fink of BlackRock, who not too long ago called Bitcoin many things, mostly unpleasant, but then suddenly concluded it was better than even sliced bread, was the boost this scheme needed to launch itself up and likely past previous heights. Others like him have joined in, and so with individual greed, extraordinary hawkers who could sell ice to the Eskimos, a negligent financial media, and fat cats who never let ethics and honor get in the way of making a buck, all have come together for the final and most explosive stage of the con to end all cons. And trust me, when it ends, so will the investment life and many cult life members left holding the bag. My history with Bitcoin is simple. In the early days, I told clients of our planning group, friends and followers, if you want to take a gamble and treat it like a highly speculative penny stock and be willing to lose part of all your capital, go for it. Now many of the crypto nuts love to throw at you how much it's up percentage-wise versus all other choices, but they fail to also share some other factors like how limited the number of players were who enjoyed those gains to begin with, and now the far largest percentage of crypto nuts' average cost of Bitcoin is in the tens of thousands. They also failed to mention the hundreds of billions, if not a trillion or more, lost in the first can't-miss stage when celebrities were knocking themselves over to be part of the greatest Ponzi scheme and were even touting owning real estate and art online. How did that work out for them? So when Bitcoin last approached 70,000, I said it was time to bail. I was called many things by the cult, none very pleasant, but when many crypto plays blew up, those attacks dried up. Then in the summer of 2023, around 26,000, I said forces were coming together to create another pump to at least 50,000 for Bitcoin by year's end, as many so-called whales were left with big holdings and needed to create much more retail and institutional interest this time around in order to get off their very large holdings for a nice profit. And lo and behold, in comes the Larry Finks of the world and others with ETFs that can create that liquidity they needed over time to set up the bag holders. That's why I then said the high won't likely come until the expected halving in April occurs. And now, given what momentum the greatest pumpers of all time, and please give them credit at least for that, have developed, we could even get into six figures before the house of cards gives way. This commentary will create unnecessary emails and the like for yours truly, which already gets trickled in some, not related to Bitcoin, telling me how wrong I am for being an old dinosaur and relic and gold is dead, despite the biggest holders of money in the world, central banks, can't get enough of gold and ignore Bitcoin. If you haven't been in yet, now's not a good time to start, is prudent advice in my book. And if you're in now, I just want to leave you with an old saying that I think is probably the best advice you can get on Bitcoin. There are bulls, bears, and pigs. Both bulls and bears each have their day in the sun, but pigs always end up going to the slaughterhouse. Now, where's my old relic that has a mere 20% upside in the next 12 to 24 months to 2,500, and I'm just going to have to learn to accept such meager returns? Please now have a most blessed Monday.